Finally, let's close today's program with a conversation I recently had with Welsh musician Gruff Rhys. He has a new album out. It's called Pang. The language is Welsh and the music is groovy. Here's the title track.
Pang o eiraeth, pang o fyrraeth, pang o iawgrwydd, pang o gwylydd, pam dyfaru, pam yn llipio, cam ddefnyddio, grym a'i peidio, pang o eiawgrwydd.
Where did the title come from? I mean, the album's called Pang with exclamation point. I mean, I think of pang as a kind of torturous emotion.
Yeah, I think generally the album's quite uplifting and it's a hopeful record. But even on, you know, on good days, especially these days, you know, you're having a good day and then you listen to the news or something and get a pang of reality.
You know, there's a lot of panging going on these days.
For sure.
Pam dylunio, cam dehongli, a chrysoli, pam bodoli, pang o eogrwydd.
I don't speak Welsh, but you do address political issues in your songs. Distrust of authority, fake news, globalization. What about your climate change song, Eli Hall, in Welsh? I'm sure I'm pronouncing that incorrectly. What are you saying in that song?
That song's a really abstract song. It's not a protest song as such, but I was trying to evoke a feeling of melting. I wanted to write lyrics and music that sounded like it was melting. So it's quite abstract.
Eli Hael, wyt ti'n gwrando tra nes mwytho Eli Hael.
I think climate crisis is on everybody's mind, especially as a touring musician.
Your own impact,
yeah,
touring?
Yeah. Also, there's a global political crisis, especially in the short term, in particular in Wales, in the UK.
Do you see yourself as just a musician who wants to express your own thoughts and ideas musically, or do you feel like music for you at this point is a way to convey the really weighty issues that we're all facing around the world?
Primarily, it's a musical expression, and music reaches beyond language, and that's the power of it, and it's possible to evoke, you know, to create feelings, and then within that, the lyrics are reflections of my life. It's a diary of the time I'm living in.
Ar gwan, ar wyfren, yn y gwynt.
Your new album is a global sounding album, and on the tune Taranu Mai, I hear what sounds like tablas and a didgeridoo.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I didn't know how many people would pick up on that. We were in the studio mixing, and me and Muzi. And Muzi mentioned that the song was sounding really exotic to him, that the Welsh language sounded exotic, and we decided to put every exotic sound we could imagine onto one track.
And Muzi is, of course, the South African electronic artist,
yeah,
and producer who helped you with this album.
Yeah.
The album is called Pang. Gruff Rhys stopped by our studios earlier this week to talk about it.
Mr.